Now turn to part four, questions 20 to 25. Look at the six sentences for this part. You'll hear a conversation between a man, John, and a woman, Anna, about their jobs. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What's up, Anna? You look exhausted.
I am. I've hardly slept at all these last three nights, as I've been traveling to meetings up and down the country.
Don't you stop over in hotels?
Of course, but I usually have a business dinner till about 11 in the evenings, and then I'm up again at 6 o'clock to drive to the next meeting. The trouble is that I'm so stressed that I hardly sleep at all when I do go to bed.
I know how you feel. When I'm stressed, I find it very hard to get a good night's sleep.
Still, I've finished all my meetings for a few weeks now, so I'll probably sleep like a log this weekend.
Yes, it's just because you're out of your normal routine.
How's life in your office these days?
Oh, fabulous. I got a promotion out of the blue.
Wow, that's great news. Congratulations. Mind you, you really earned it.
I'm a bit unsure about the extra accounting responsibilities. Accountancy isn't really where my expertise lies.
I'm sure you'll pick it up. They'll train you, won't they?
Oh, yes. They're going to send me to college one day a week.
That might be fun. You'll meet a lot of new people. You never know. You might find that certain someone that you've been looking for.
Who says I'm looking for a relationship? Women, that's all you think about. I'm actually perfectly happy being a bachelor.
Whatever you say, John.
Are you going out tomorrow night? Everyone's going to the Cactus Club.
Well, I've got to finish my reports for the week, but that shouldn't take me more than a couple of hours. I'll get them finished by late afternoon, so I don't see why not.
Now listen again.
What's up, Anna? You look exhausted.
I am. I've hardly slept at all these last three nights, as I've been traveling to meetings up and down the country.
Don't you stop over in hotels?
Of course, but I usually have a business dinner till about 11 in the evenings, and then I'm up again at 6 o'clock to drive to the next meeting. The trouble is that I'm so stressed that I hardly sleep at all when I do go to bed.
I know how you feel. When I'm stressed, I find it very hard to get a good night's sleep.
Still, I've finished all my meetings for a few weeks now, so I'll probably sleep like a log this weekend.
Yes, it's just because you're out of your normal routine.
How's life in your office these days?
Oh, fabulous. I got a promotion out of the blue.
Wow, that's great news. Congratulations. Mind you, you really earned it.
I'm a bit unsure about the extra accounting responsibilities. Accountancy isn't really where my expertise lies.
I'm sure you'll pick it up. They'll train you, won't they?
Oh, yes. They're going to send me to college one day a week.
That might be fun. You'll meet a lot of new people. You never know. You might find that certain someone that you've been looking for.
Who says I'm looking for a relationship? Women, that's all you think about. I'm actually perfectly happy being a bachelor.
Whatever you say, John.
Are you going out tomorrow night? Everyone's going to the Cactus Club.
Well, I've got to finish my reports for the week, but that shouldn't take me more than a couple of hours. I'll get them finished by late afternoon, so I don't see why not.
That is the end of part four. That is the end of the test.